Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is April 6, 2022. This is our first ever unconditional love immersion event. Super excited, and we've already got about 37 people in the live room and probably more coming in. And of course, with us today is
Spirit Song.
Yay. So welcome to everyone, whether you're live or on the recording, whether you remember or not. This is a very different event. Again, my request was to watch the little 23-minute video I put up a few days ago about this, but in case you didn't, let me just start by sharing the inspiration for this. Mm-hmm. Let's call the Mesa first, and then okay. I'll explain it, and that way latecomers will have had a chance to pop in.
Okay.
All right. Anything you want to say before we open the Mesa?
Just happy to be here. And this may be our first unconditional love event, but immersion. But we immerse ourselves in unconditional love a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the beautiful things that I love about our union. And I'm really excited that we're doing this tonight.
You too.
Yeah.
Okay, so our request right now, as always, when we're doing an energetic event, our request is that you please do only this. So please give us your full attention as if you're right here in the room, because we're all going to co-create the field. Even if you're on the recording, you're creating the field just as much as if you had been on the live event. So thank you for honoring that request. If you have to leave before we close the container, just ask the allies to gently ease you out, and they will do so. As we call the directions and call in our divine allies, is there something I need to know?
Somebody asked.
Yeah, I'm guessing this will run about an hour. Thanks for asking that, Jeannie. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't know for sure, but I'm guessing about an hour. Mm-hmm. Okay. But again, if you have to leave early, it's fine. Just ask them to ease you out. As we call the energies in, we recommend you be fully passive. And if you feel energy moving around in you, just notice what it's doing on its own. That will be the allies working. If you cannot feel energy moving, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, just be really passive. Okay. Would you like to set the container tone for the directions?
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kui.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Spirit Song and I call in our own embodied awakening, our own Christ consciousness, our own unconditional love, our own fourth density or higher service to other awareness. And for all of us, we call in Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan. Quick note to you listeners who are human, we only call allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer, Dog. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. Spirit Song, do you have any additional allies you'd like to call?
Sure. I call to Oya and Oya Sere. Call to the lineage of the Pachacuda Mesa. I call to Oma, the hugging saint. To Mamie and Dorothy. And thank you for your presence. I call to Chichen, Red Serpent, and all of our friends that crawl on the belly of the earth and on the surface of the earth, inside and in union with the outer that we see. I call to all the manifestations of us in multi dimensions that resonate with highest good for all of us. I see some equine friends here neighing and letting us know that they are with us, and we are grateful. Donkey, thank you. A hen and her little chickies, we welcome you. All of you have such sweet and beautiful medicine, and we are thankful. Dolphins and whales, our water friends, and the spirits of the ocean, along with these beautiful mountains, our apus. I was with so many tree beings this afternoon, and their energy has come along, and I'm so thankful for that, for all the flowers and growing things that are budding in the spring areas of this earth. We are grateful for your beauty and your presence here. Thank you, each of you. We are grateful. Blessed be.
Thank you. Yeah, regarding the horses, we don't usually invite naysayers, but we'll make an exception.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay, let's merge here. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is.
There it is. So now anyone who's on this call, live or on the recording, who has any additional allies they want to call in beyond the ones we've already named, as long as they're of high vibration and benevolent intent, they are also welcome. So we'll leave just a moment for y'all to bring in any additional allies. It's Feeling yummy. Okay, just one moment longer. Please wrap up your ally call-in.
And note too that sometimes an ally will show up as we're doing our beautiful thing here. And if they are aligned with highest good for all of us, which they generally are when they're showing up like that, feel free to welcome and bless them. And yeah, we are thankful.
And that feels complete for the calling. Yeah, the container we've set allows in allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. It repels all others. So we have a safe container to work with. Mm-hmm. All righty. Yeah, 15 more people showed up. So we're at 52. That's a large number for us. Okay, so let me explain what we're going to do. First, a brief recap of the experience that inspired this. The last time I did ayahuasca, which was just in the last about 2-3 weeks ago, I was taken to unconditional love, and it was catalyzed by me asking, can I please love Spirit Song the way she loves me? And she loves me with unconditional love. And so I went to a level I described in that video, and it was amazing. I'd never been to that level before. And I'm not like consistent in that level. I touched it. I can get bits of it back. And our intention tonight is to get there the best we can. So because my experience of that level was that it was the initial beginning of the universe. In other words, the first Logos, the creation of the universe itself, that is where we're going to go first, the best we can. And then we're going to do some little exercises to see how well the unconditional love is working. So this is going to be fun. All right. And I'm realizing that I need to reframe myself in the frame here. By the way, we are aware there's, for those of you on video watching, there is a little bit of a black shadow that's between us a little bit. It's due to the lighting. So just ignore that. I need to tweak the lighting a little bit, but there's always more to do. It won't affect our energy.
Do you need to come this way so you're more in the...
I think I'm good.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely want you here.
I'm here. We can just turn the computer
there
on.
There we go.
All right. All right. I'm glad someone's paying attention to the video. All right. Okay. So we're in our beautiful field. And I'll give you any additional explanations as we go. And the one thing I do want to say is I'm going to be guiding you to certain levels. If you aren't able to get to that level, it's okay. Just do the best you can. And if I'm guiding us into a level higher that you can get to, just you'll stop at a certain level. Just hang out there, relax, and know that wherever you're at is perfect.
There is no right or wrong.
Yeah.
It's just about being in peace and trust about where you are.
Yeah. And if you happen to be a member of Awakening Plus or become one, this will be in the archive, and you can always come back periodically and do it again, and maybe you'll get a little farther next time. So it's one of those events possibly you can measure your progress by. So anyhow, enough teasing. Let's do it. So we're going to start, as always, by calling embodied awakening. The more awake you are, the easier this is going to go. So I'll just give a brief explanation, because we do have probably a lot of new people here who have not been on call before. The veterans will have to bear with this briefly. So in embodied awakening, you're going to call your higher self into your human body. Your ego will slide to the passenger seat. Your divine will drive. If your ego at any point doesn't like the way the divine's driving, it can take the wheel instantly. The divine will step out with no fuss, and your ego's back in control just like that. So there's no danger. There's no risk. It's instantly reversible. the benefits of embodied awakening. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll just know through intuition what to do a lot more, and there will be more bliss. So let's go ahead and do that. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and be aware that you have a higher self that created your human self, and that is what you're calling into your body. It's you next level up, but you're going to put these lowest two levels together. So your higher self will be driving the human you. All right, so if you're willing, this should be done out loud if possible, but if not, you can certainly think it and it will still work. So repeat after me to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Now let the words go and relax. Become completely passive. It's like you're a sponge and that higher self is water. It's going to soak right in. If you have any perception of that energy soaking into your body, just be passively aware of what it's doing. If you do not feel that, just feel your breath come and go and rest in passive awareness of that. Either way, passive is the key word. Just let it run itself. To get best outcome, I recommend you do not do any of the following. Please do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Be passive. Simply feel energy moving or feel breath coming and going. If you become distracted, that's okay. As soon as you become aware that you're distracted, treat the distraction like an uninvited guest. Please don't fight it. Don't try to change it. Let it be as it is with no resistance. And return your attention gently to feeling energy or breath. If the distraction persists, allow it. It's not a problem. It's not you. You are relaxing back into awareness of energy or breath. The final nuance is to use the minimum effort needed to feel this. For starters, let's try no effort at all. Remove focus entirely. And just for a moment, try this. Just exist. Just be. So if it's zero, you have awareness of energy or breath, even without trying. Zero is all you need. Hang out there. If you've lost that awareness, add barely enough effort to feel it again. The idea is to use the least effort that allows you to feel energy moving or breath coming and going. And once you've found that bare minimum, whether it's zero or just a little bit, just relax into that level and let things run on their own. Many of us have already hit embodied awakening based on what I'm feeling. By the grace of the divine, we're able to feel not only the live callers, but the people who do it on the recording after the fact inside the membership. So y'all are doing awesome. It's feeling really sweet. How do you know you're in embodied awakening? When you can say yes to all the following. There is no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful, and all this is effortless. It holds itself. So those of you who are in that state, just relax and know that you're holding space for the others. Again, you can do this equally well live or on the recording. And the rest of you, just keep relaxing, just feeling energy move or feeling breath come and go, and using the least effort down to and including zero that allows you to do that. We have more and more of us coming online. That's beautiful. Okay, we'll leave just a moment longer. It feels pretty stable in the group field. A reminder that we're all co-creating this by the consciousness we hold. And whether you're live or on the recording, your continued doing what we're asking the best you can will give everybody, including you, the best experience. So please continue to give us your undivided focus. Thank you. All right, we're stable. Okay, so we're now going to do a series of expansions all the way out to oneness with the universe. Again, just follow my lead the best you can. And if you only get to a certain expansion and that's where you are, then just hang out there. It's perfectly fine. Now, again, in our style, we don't do things through effort and willpower in this program. We let the divine do it for us. So we're simply going to invoke each level of expansion and allow the allies to do it for us. Even if your human self is not aware of an expansion happening, I promise you there is a part of you expanding out to that level, because a part of you already is the universe. So in one way, yes, consciousness is expanding. In another, your human self is simply gaining awareness of parts of you that were already at those levels. So it's a done deal already. The only question is, will you feel it? Okay. So here we go. Close your eyes and feel your body. So your first level of awareness is just your own human self. So just feel that. Feel the body and the energy. On all these levels, we're not going to change anything. We're just going to feel what is. Good. So by feeling your human self and accepting it as it is, you are holding unconditional love for yourself. Unconditional love doesn't mean ushy, gushy hearts and flowers. Unconditional love means I accept this as it is without resistance. So just feel what you are. And just for right now, to say this is fine as it is. It doesn't mean there's no room for improvement. That's another topic. But just be with what is and be an unconditional acceptance of it in this moment, even if you have future plans for improvement on any level we get to. Just be with it now, saying for the moment, it's fine as it is. I accept it. I merge with it. I am one with it as it is. Just the best you can. If resistance or negative thoughts come up, or that's not okay, it's not perfect, whatever, just note the thoughts. But just keep coming back to just being one with the energy of it. Really, what I learned is unconditional love is beyond the mind. It has nothing to do with what your mind is thinking. It's whether you can merge with it. So just merge with your body and your energy. And that merging, in a very deep sense, is unconditional love. I just am one with it. Love is merging. There you go. It feels good. So now expand your, okay, now ask your allies to please expand you to merge with the space you're in. If it's a room, be the room. If it's a nature space, just kind of merge with the natural space around you. So repeat after me. Allies.
Allies.
Please make me one.
Please make me one.
With the space I'm in.
With the space that I'm in.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now. Thank you.
Now your human self relaxes, just chill. They're going to do this for you. They can do these expansions way better than your human self can. So relax. There we go. A lot of us are now expanded. I feel one with the room I'm in. Just allow the divine to do it for you very critically as we do these expansions. If you try to do it through effort or visualizing, it will not work. Not in the way we're doing it. Let your higher self and the allies do it for you. Relax and just let yourself be expanded into the room or the space around you. And then just note that you feel much larger. This can be, you may feel like you just are the larger space and that's all. Others will have a both and experience. I feel my human self and the larger space all at once. Either way is fine. Just let it be what it is. Good. They're saying good there. Okay. So now, ask the allies to expand you to city, town, or area that you're in. So much larger now. So now you're the size of whatever town or city or geographical area you're in. Let them blow you up way bigger. Yeah, and just relax into that much larger area. And they know the boundary of the area. You don't have to try to map it out in your mind. Just ask them and relax and just feel the expansion. They know the boundaries. Let them take care of it. Good. That's starting to stabilize. I'm feeling some effort in the field, guys. That's not how it works. Just relax. Be passive. Trust that your allies know the boundary. And let them expand you to exactly that size. There you go. That's better. Yeah, the more you relax, the easier it works. There we go. That's feeling solid. Okay. So now let's have them expand you. Let's take a big jump. Please make me as large as the country I'm in. If you're in the U.S., you're as big as the entire United States. Whatever country you're in, just ask them to make you that big now. So your energy body is really expanding. It's very big now. And just relax. Again, you're not doing it through effort or visualizing. You're just relaxing and letting the allies do it for you. Wow, that was easy. Y'all are getting good at this. So notice how as you merge with it, if you are in the energetic level of it, you're just with it. You're one with it. You are in unconditional love, just being the country that you're merged with. Nothing to do with your opinions about it. You are just energetically merged. This is beyond mind. Well done. Now ask them to make you the size of the continent or island you're on. That big? Actually, we need to go big on this. So if you're on an island, ask them to have you encompass the island and the nearest continent. And again, they know which one that is. So let's go continental size. Since we're all doing this in a merged state, I guess we're Lincoln Continental. Ha ha ha. Automotive pun. Just relax, be the continent, merge with it. Okay, some of y'all are oscillating a bit. Just relax. Your divine allies have no problem with this. They won't even break a sweat. You just have to relax enough to let them be, let you be conscious. There you go. Yeah, the more you relax, again, no effort, no visualizing, just allow them to expand you. And just merge with the continent. Different people will have different experiences of these mergings. Whatever you're experiencing is perfectly valid and fine. There you go. That feels good. All right, let's step it up. Allies, repeat after me. Allies.
Allies.
Please make me one.
Please make me one.
With planet Earth.
With the planet Earth.
And Gaia.
And Gaia.
So relax. Gaia is the conscious being that is the Earth. Yep. Just relax into that. If you're empathic, you'll feel all kinds of energies on the Earth. We humans have fields of joy and sorrow and peace and war, and it's all right there together. So just feel whatever you feel as you merge with Earth. The part of you that is one with the Earth is able to hold all this comfortably. So if you feel the Earth energy and you feel a lot of like discordant or difficult energies, just ask your allies, please help me hold this comfortably. Yeah, if you're big enough, it's comfortable. Well done. So one moment longer just being the Earth. Okay, now we're going to expand to the lowermost logos described by Law of One, the whole solar system. So repeat after me. Allies.
Allies.
Please make me one.
Please make me one.
With our solar system.
With our solar system.
And that's a bigger expansion, obviously. Just relax, and you're all of it, the sun, all the planets, all the asteroids, all the comets, just relax. All the clouds of dust and gas, all of it. Everything within the sun's gravitational field, you're it now. And just relax into that spacious, no pun intended, spacious experience. There you go. Good. Relax into that. Well done. Now you're holding unconditional love for the solar system by being one with it. Take just a moment longer. There's a little effort again. Just relax. Let yourself be passively held as the solar system. The allies can totally do it for you. Remember, part of you was there already. It's just your human self having awareness of the part that already was the solar system. Because spoiler alert, it's all you. There is only one of us. And what this exercise is helping you do is gain possibly some awareness of the different levels of you. There you go. Relax into that for a moment. Okay. Next stop, the Milky Way galaxy. So repeat after me. Allies.
Allies.
Please make me one.
Please make me one.
With our Milky Way galaxy.
With our Milky Way galaxy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And bada bing, you're the galaxy. Just relax. Let it happen by itself, please. Yeah, I think a lot of y'all are getting the hang of this. This feels like real easy and stable. So if you're using any effort at all, if you're visualizing even the tiniest bit on purpose, just relax and just chill and just let yourself be the galaxy automatically. Again, you already were the galaxy. You're just gaining awareness of what was already there. Nice. Thank you, allies. I've got one more step up to get to that level I got to in my ceremony, which is the entire universe. So repeat after me, allies.
Allies.
Please make me one.
Please make me one.
With the universe.
With the universe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this one, you definitely have to let him do it because there's no conceiving the universe. It's literally beyond human comprehension. However, you already are the universe. And so just let yourself be that. Nice. Oh, y'all are getting the hang of this. Well done. Nice. So just let's relax as the universe for a moment. Some of you, you're just only the universe and that's all. Some of you are simultaneously holding all those other levels simultaneously. Whatever you're doing is fine. Just let it be what it is. There we go. Now, the unconditional love is here already, but let's invoke it. So repeat after me, allies.
Allies.
Please help me experience.
Please help me experience.
The maximum unconditional love.
The maximum unconditional love.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And relax. As I said in my video, this level holds everything with unconditional love. It regards it all without preference. So just feel yourself as the universe, all of it. and just feel the perfection of the universe. Whatever's happening there on the tiniest or greatest level, it's all just perfect. This level knows that whatever phenomena might occur, whatever creation or destruction, whatever wonderful thing or catastrophe seeming, there's only you. There's only pure awareness. Whatever happens to the superficial forms of physical matter, don't change your oneness. Don't change the fundamental integrity of what you are energetically. Forms may change, but consciousness continues. Nothing can be destroyed. It just changes forms. Feel yourself as that fundamental consciousness, the initial logos that created this entire universe. And know from this level that all is well, always. And let's just relax in this for a moment. Okay, now we're going to bring as much of this consciousness back to our human self. So we're going to take it back down each level. So the idea, as we contract to different levels, as much of this universal consciousness and all the other levels that you can hold in your human self are going to come down with you. And this will be automatic. You're just going to kind of come back down the levels, and as much consciousness as you can bring in will come with you spontaneously. So once again, feel yourself as universe. And now say allies.
Allies.
Make me one with the Milky Way galaxy.
Make me one with the Milky Way galaxy.
There you are. So you're the Milky Way again, but it doesn't feel the same, does it? Now there's more universal consciousness in the galaxy consciousness. Does it feel the difference? There's the galaxy, but there's some universal mixed in now more than before. You sit a moment with that. Speak again, allies.
Allies.
Please make me one with our solar system.
Please make me one with our solar system.
And now your awareness is the size of the solar system, but again, feels different than before because there's now some universal and galactic consciousness in the solar system awareness. Nice. Repeat after me, allies.
Allies.
Please make me one with the earth.
Please make me one with the earth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And there you are, the earth, again, holding more consciousness than before. And the allies are saying, we can skip all the other levels. We can just go right to your body from here. So feel the earth one more moment. Repeat after me, allies.
Allies.
Please merge me back to my physical body.
Merge me back into my physical body.
Bringing as much of this higher consciousness.
Bringing as much of this higher consciousness.
As much of this unconditional love.
As much of this unconditional love.
Accepting what is.
Accepting what is.
As serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Okay, relax, and there you are in your body. So just feel your body. I don't know about y'all, but my body feels really different now than before we did that cycle. So just feel your body as it is now. In fact, my body has never felt like this before. It's an energy I've never held in quite this way. So just take a moment to be with it. I encourage you to just have the somatic experience and not try to get analytical about it. Just be with the experience. Experience your body in its new energetic form. which now has more capacity for unconditional love, which we're now going to play with a little bit. Just one moment longer, just feeling as it is, please. All right. So we'll start on something easy. So think of something, a situation or a person you already have great love for on a personal level. Just imagine that person or that situation or that thing and say to the allies, please help me feel unconditional love for this. And then just hold the awareness of that person or situation, that thing, in your awareness. And again, not from an intellectual level. This has nothing to do with thought. Just be with that thing and just feel it. You're merging with it. And just feel it perfect as it is. Good. Now come back to yourself. Pull away from that thing and just focus your attention again in your body. Notice the very act of merging has shifted the field yet again. So feel the new vibration that you're holding. So now a slight challenge. Now think of a person or situation that you find slightly irritating. Not a lot, but just it's irksome or irritating. So now hold that in your awareness, the person or the situation. Feel it. And you'll also feel that part of you that is irked or irritated by it. Hold that as well. And now ask the allies to make you just kind of one level larger than that, still holding all that awareness of your human energetic experience and including your human thoughts about it, but ask to go one level beyond, just one frequency higher. There you go. And now perceive it from there. Again, you don't have to do this yourself. They're doing it for you. You're simply letting them and having the experience of being just one level up from the part of you that's opinionated about it. And now just experience the situation from here. You hopefully can feel this part of you is, in fact, holding the entire situation with unconditional love. It's totally content with things exactly as they are. See if you can feel the difference between that smaller human self with its opinions and thoughts and preferences. And how it's not totally happy perhaps with it, but then feel that one level beyond that larger light being that is you also, and how it's holding all of it with complete equanimity and is perfectly content no matter what. So now ask the following. Allies, please merge the part of me.
Please merge the part of me.
Holding unconditional love for the situation.
Holding unconditional love for the situation.
With my human self.
That my human self.
That isn't happy with it.
Isn't happy with.
Please merge them so that.
Please merge them so that.
Even my human self.
Even my human self.
Is in equanimity. Is in equanimity.
Is in equanimity.
With the situation.
With the situation.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
All right, that's enough words. Relax and just let it happen. As always, please just be passive and just let things do themselves. This has to be done by the part of you beyond the human, so the human can only relax and allow the process. Some of you are getting a little bit of cleanup to make this possible. So if you feel a little bit of heavy energy leaving, just allow that. Some are just slipping right into it easy. Just whatever it is, just be with it. Some of you on the call are kindly processing heavy energy for those who can't do it for themselves yet. Thank you for that service that's spontaneously happening, if that's you. Just relax, give it a moment. If your mind's already running off on the tangent, but if I just accept things as they are, I'll never change anything and life will suck. We'll get to that soon. But let's just have the experience first. That'll be the foundation for the understanding later. There you go. I'm still feeling effort in the field. Please stop trying and just allow. This is above your human pay grade. I'm so sorry. It just has to relax and allow the higher divine part to make it all happen. Just allow your human self to relax and receive the experience of holding this slightly irksome situation in unconditional acceptance for right now, which does not mean you can't do something about it later. We're not asking you to become a victim. But for this moment, I want you to just experience what it is to accept it as it is and be able to hold equanimity and peacefulness, even though things aren't exactly the way you'd prefer them to be. You can actually be a more effective change agent from that state. There you go. Thank you. Well done. So everyone just feel that field right now, how sweet that is. A new bliss opened up when we all accepted things as they were with that slightly challenging situation. Good job. Okay, continuing. Now imagine someone or something you really love. You just feel tremendous, you know, love and appreciation and even ecstasy for whatever you're imagining now. So just imagine that wonderful, wonderful thing and feel your natural human response to it. And just from the human level, notice how it feels to have human conditional love, because the human on its own doesn't have unconditional love. It's above its pay grade also. But just feel what it is to love the thing when it's like, you want it to be. Just have that experience. Yeah, there's some nice feeling, but I wouldn't call it full-on bliss. So now ask your allies. Allies.
Allies.
Please take me one level up.
Please take me one level up.
And hold the same person or situation.
And hold the same person or situation.
With unconditional love.
With unconditional love.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Okay, now, enough words. Relax and just let the divine, yeah, you're getting bigger. Allow your energy to expand, or another way, your human self is becoming aware of the expanded self that was already there. There you go. Good. Now relax into that. Just be with it. Nice. Y'all are getting the hang of this. Well done. So those of you who are already in the unconditional love state, you know it when you're there. Just relax, hold space for everyone else. Again, you can do this equally live or on the recording. Nice. Okay, once again, there's some effort in the field. Please relax out of that. Just be. Let your human self receive the expansion automatically as it goes to zero effort and just allows. There you go. Thank you. So feel the difference here, that same situation, how dramatically different it feels to hold this same thing that your human loved conditionally from the space of unconditional love. Wow. even sweeter, even more ecstatic. Just feel the difference there. We'll rest here just a moment longer. And for our last exercise, I want you to pick something challenging, something that you find significantly triggering. It might be a person, a situation, you choose it, it's up to you. And hold the thing in your thoughts, in your awareness, and first notice your human reaction. There may be negative thoughts, negative emotions, resistance. Just notice whatever your human self feels when it contemplates this thing you really don't like. You might even have very strong negative feelings toward it. Let's be with it for a moment as it is from the human experience. Good. Now speak to the allies. Allies.
Allies.
Please make me large enough.
Please make me large enough.
To hold this thing or situation.
To hold this.
Thing, person, or situation.
Thing, person, or situation.
With unconditional love.
With unconditional love.
And once again, let your human self relax to full passivity. The allies will expand your awareness to that next level up that holds everything with unconditional love, without reservation or condition. There you go. A lot of y'all are getting there. So just relax, hold the space so everyone else can get there more easily. Many hands make light work. Good. And just relax and just let yourself become aware of that part. One step beyond the phenomenon, as long as you're one level up, you can hold it comfortably. And it's like from this level, you understand a perfection that the human will never comprehend. Humans always perceive it has to be a certain way, or it's not, it isn't good. I can't love it as it is. This part just loves. It doesn't know how to do anything else. It just loves everything exactly as it is. So just feel that part. There's no logic to it. It just loves because that's what it does. You might even perceive here some of what I got in that ceremony, which is love is the fabric of the universe. The entire universe is made of unconditional love. And it may not make logical sense, but from this level, you might be able to feel it as true. Nice. Wow, that's feeling so different. So notice now how from this level, that same situation that your human self is so challenged by, this level holds it with complete equanimity, not a problem. Just feel that for a moment. You might even say this level sees the complete illusion of that whole physical deal. It sees it's all a big old hologram. From this level, that stuff isn't even completely real. It sees the fundamental substance of the universe, which is love. Just a moment longer. Just relax into this the very best you can. Okay. And now return to the level of your human self. Say, allies.
Allies.
Please merge me with my human self.
Please merge me with my human self.
Bringing as much of this higher awareness. Bringing as much.
Bringing as much.
Of this higher awareness.
Of this higher awareness.
Of unconditional love.
Of unconditional love.
As serves highest good.
As serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
This or something better.
This or something better.
And once again, be passive, relax. Whoa, doesn't that feel amazing? So you're human again, but you're so much more. Oh my God, you're so much more than where we started. Feel all that new energy, that new consciousness. And just as a last quick test from your new human awareness, one last time, contemplate for just a moment that very challenging situation and see how you respond to it now. What emotions and thoughts arise now as you contemplate that exact same thing that was so disturbing just a moment ago? And to the degree that you can hold that in equanimity now, in peacefulness, is the degree to which you have now embodied that unconditional love, at least for now. Okay, now relax your awareness of that. Come back to your human self. Say the following to your higher self. Allies.
Allies.
Please integrate.
Please integrate.
This higher consciousness.
This higher consciousness.
Including unconditional love. Including.
Including unconditional love.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
And one last time, just relax, be passive. And now the upgrades are happening. You may feel tingling in your brain or vibration in various parts of the body. The allies are locking this in to, again, to the greatest extent that serves your highest good. So just relax. You're getting exactly as much as you're ready for. And we'll leave just a moment for this all to soak in. Relax and allow yourself to be something different now. Something more awake, something more conscious. Allow yourself to be the new you. Nice. Good job, fellows. Guys and gals, and whoever you may be. Lays. Okay, that feels solid. Okay, so now we're going to, they're saying let's share the wealth. So repeat after me, please. Allies.
Allies.
Please radiate this consciousness.
Please radiate this consciousness.
To all beings.
To all beings.
Who will be served.
Who will be served.
To receive it.
To receive it.
For their highest good.
For their highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
Relax. You can feel the energy radiating out, not just to Earth, but anywhere a being can be served by this. There is no diminishment of your own consciousness. If anything, your consciousness will be magnified by the sharing. Because the universe has plenty more where that came from. Being an infinitely abundant place. When you share energy like this, the more you share, the more you have. Yeah. So just let that all radiate out for a moment. The allies are taking care of everything. Once again, please don't visualize, don't imagine, just allow. Let the allies do it for your human self. Lovely. Just a moment longer. And we're right about at 1 hour. So we nailed the time. By the time we close the mesa, it'll be just a tiny number of minutes after. And then we'll have optional sharing and feedback. Yeah, I'm feeling kind of a wrapping up. There we are. Okay, back in body. Does that feel complete, Spirit Song?
Sure.
All right, so let's close the mesa. Would you like to set the tone?
Pachamama Mama Kia, Wiracocha
Thank you, allies, for this amazing experience. They're saying, put this in the best of, for sure, in the membership. You got it. Thank you, allies. Go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with us all to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Highest can be done. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? 1, 2, 3. Alrighty. So if you are pressed for time, you can exit now. But if you'd like to hang around and ask questions or make comments, that is what we're going to do now, for as long as people want to hang around. So let's allow unmuting. Let's make sure I got that. Okay. So anyone on the live call can now unmute themselves, or you can type in the chat. We love your feedback. This is the first time we've ever done this. Would love to hear your experience. Hey, Jeannie, is it Jeannie or Jean?
Yes, it's Jeannie.
Okay, thanks. Jeannie.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. That was really fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to share one experience that stood out for me.
Okay.
The first time you had us connect with something that we loved,
mm-hmm.
I connected with my oldest daughter, and I immediately began to cry in a beautiful way. And what I realized is that I had experienced she's my first child, and I had experienced unconditional love when she was born. And somehow that's, I think, what that recollection was so moving to me.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Wow. Thank you for sharing
so much, both of you. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We all made it happen. Thank you, Jeannie.
Sure.
Yeah, and I want to acknowledge I didn't really leave any space for Spirit Song to speak much. I was just being guided the whole time with the process. But the space Spirit Song held was extraordinary. And you just being here and being present made a whole world of difference. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, there was no rehearsal. I didn't know exactly what you were going to do. So
It just kind of happened. I had a vague sense, but all the details just kind of filled in as we went.
Yeah, I just felt that it was meaningful for me to just hold space.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So any other questions, comments, anything at all? Anjali, hi. Oh, she was there. Now Joanne's there. Hey, Joanne.
Mm-hmm. Hi. I enjoyed it a lot. I was going to say that as we were going out into the, expanding,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, I was doing some coughing, and all of a sudden I wasn't crying, but my eyes were just like waterworks. I kept tears running down my eyes, just kept going more and more and more out of both eyes. I don't know what that was for, but that was odd. And then it just felt like, throbbing and all the intense energies of like pulsing and whatever. But my whole body at one point, you know how you can feel your heartbeat, like, and you can feel like your whole body is going, in and out kind of thing. But my whole body was feeling like it was like a heartbeat, like a whole heartbeat, the whole body, the whole energy field was like, whatever you call that, pulsing or something.
Wow.
So it was kind of interesting. And at one point there was like, I get these weird things in my brain, but everything was like, boom, 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 like that. And then at one point I was seeing that there was like my head was like, part of my head was like a box inside of my head, inside of my head. I don't know how you explain it, but it's like there was wooden, it was like a wooden, like if you have like 2x4s, but that's too big for your head. And you put one down on each side, like it kind of like in the middle of your head, but expand them out maybe 4 inches.
Okay.
And I had like a box in the middle of my head.
That's amazing.
With these wooden things. I have no idea. Like, so I guess if I were to think about it, I would say that must be a structure, like to hold something, a box.
Maybe. But you can ask your allies what that's about.
Yeah. But I just thought, what? What are they doing? It was, so I have a wooden box in my head now.
All right.
Or like a structure of it, of a wooden box.
Oh, I just got an intuition, Joanne. Yeah, okay. It's a structure to hold a new consciousness.
Good. Oh, okay.
And of course, there isn't literally a box in there, but they gave you a metaphor. So yourself would have an image of we have now a structure to hold this new awareness.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that it had a meaning because I was thinking it must be. Otherwise, I was thinking, why do I have a box in my head?
Yeah,
but just, so it was very, okay, go ahead.
Just tell them, planks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. As, you know, it was kind of like I was getting a guidance. You know, it's kind of like, you know, how someone's like at a football game or somebody, the announcer is calling the shots, you know, player XYZ is doing XYZ.
Right.
Or at a horse race. It felt like that my allies were like giving me play by play. Like,
awesome.
Yeah, they were giving me like, okay, so this means this or that or so bizarre. But that's what I was getting. But I have to say the whole energetic buzzing thing, you know, my head buzzes often when I'm feeling energy and I don't know how to stop the buzzing. That like it goes on for hours. Like recently, I know we've had Schumann resonance, but how do you stop the buzzing or do you just allow it? I mean, for days, buzzing for days.
And just ask, just allies, could you
stop,
minimize or stop the buzzing to the greatest extent that serves highest good? I just ask the allies what I want and let them take care of it.
Okay. Because I always think, wow, is my blood pressure going off or what? But I mean, this whole thing, I could be buzzing for hours, it feels like, you know.
Okay.
But yeah.
You might ask for comfort with the buzzing.
Okay.
You know, for me, this whole thing is awareness of our oneness with whatever it is that we're focusing on, because there is nothing but oneness.
So right. Okay.
We don't even really have to ask for it, but we need to have a part of us that is aware, can visualize oneness with each part. And we're all different in how that manifests in our physical body. For me, when I do healing work, or like when we were doing this tonight, I had to keep wiping sweat off of me because my body heat went so high.
And when
I took my glasses off a while ago, they were on top of my head. They were covered with moisture from the heat from my head. If you can just be with that, allow it, know that it's perfect, or ask for comfort with that. Or like Benjamin said, if it is really distracting, you can ask for it to be removed. But sometimes it's just easier to ask to be comfortable with what is. Yeah.
One strategy I was taught early in my plant spirit journeys was to say, make me large enough to comfortably contain this.
Okay, right.
Which is what we really did in the event tonight. We first experienced our limited human self having a problem with something.
It was
one level beyond where that part was perfectly fine with it.
That's right.
Large enough to comfortably contain, which is another way of saying conditional love. Okay.
Okay. Thank you both. Asking to be comfortable is not something I usually do. I don't really think about it. I was like, as I'm laying there, I was getting hot too, as you bring it up. I was getting hot too, and I had a cover over me and I took the covers off. But this flood works coming out of my eyes. I don't ever mess with anything. I just allow it.
Right.
But I was thinking it's weird, right?
Yeah, I think that was just cleansing.
Cleansing? Okay.
Drying out stuff.
So asking for comfort. Thank you, Spirit Song. That's helpful. Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks for your comments,
Brian. Yeah. Thank you. It was good. It was out there, shall I say?
Yeah. Ha 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 ha. Indeed. Thank you.
Bye. Right.
Laura typed, initially I wasn't sure anything was happening, but after expanding, you asked us to come back into ourselves. I had a feeling of slight heaviness and felt I wanted to go back. Great experience.
Mm.
And then Casey typed, thank you. I think I achieved it despite my mind cutting in, but I sent it away. Quotes. one way to think about it. Mm-hmm. And then she says, how do we keep maintaining the frequency? By the way, I love your humor and sense of humor mm-hmm. and puns. Yeah, they just come out. Mm-hmm. Just how do we keep maintaining the frequency? Ask. Mm-hmm. I just make it a lifestyle. Ask the divine for exactly what you want and then passively mm-hmm. receive it. The whole invocation process is maximum fill in the blank that serves highest good, please. Fill the blank mm-hmm. with whatever you want and then passively receive it. It's just that simple. You want to read Starla's?
Sure. Starla says, love, love, love this session. So potent and all pervasive. Felt like home. Yeah. Thank you so much, Benjamin, Spirit Song, and all who held the space. Mm,
thank you, Starla. Yeah. All right, so we're caught up on the chat. Any other people who want to share anything or ask anything live or on the chat or whatever? Oh, and while we're waiting, that energy just shifted in a really sweet way. Dessert. I'm so delighted this went so well. I had kind of a vague sense of how it might go, but it just turned out even better than that. That was so cool. Casey says, thank you for all. Thank you, Casey. Oh, I should mention, if you're still here and you're not a member of Awakening Plus, check it out. Go to awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. You can read all about it. Try it for $1 for 30 days. If you like it, that's full membership for just $1 for that first 30 days. After that, it auto bills at $19 a month. If that's too much, ask for the $9 scholarship rate. And we have tons of archived events, like, you know, not like this one. This is the one of a kind, but all sorts of great events. There's courses in there to help you with your healing and your awakening and your service to the Great Awakening. We have an amazing crew of people, a lot of whom are here right now on the live call. They show up time after time, and we've built up a group field that's pretty extraordinary and gets a lot of powerful work done and takes us to some really sweet states. And I just feel so honored that so many of you awesome people just keep showing up. Just, wow. So grateful.
Yes.
All right. So, Kirk says, thank you all. Awesome experience. Thank you, Kirk. Anybody else before we let it go? Or say tomorrow it'll be in the archive, so members can access it anytime they want. And like all our archived events, every time you come in, you have a different experience.
It is so powerful because there are so many of you beings here who are so powerful and connected, and we are one, and together when we focus our awareness on that, it gets really big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the Law of One, they talk about the Law of Doubling, and in the Bible, they says, where two or more are gathered, there I am, and Law of One goes beyond that. They say, okay, every additional person who comes into an event like this, the energy doubles. It's a logarithmic doubling, not just, you know, it's like 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256. It goes on and on and on. And when you get a bunch of people, like we had over 50 people on this call at its height, and that's a large multiplier. And when you add all the people from the archive and they count too, however many will eventually hear this in the recording, that amplifies it more. So again, thanks you all. You know, I was guided to, you know, give the kind of the guided part, but it was all of our energies together that created the magic. It was a total co-creation, as are all our experiences.
And however the numbers are, we know from what we experience that it is a truly exponential increase when we come together like this.
Yeah.
So thank you all.
Yeah.
You're all beautiful, and we appreciate you being here.
All right. Last call for feedback before we wrap it up. Jump in now if there's anything you want to ask or say. Anjali, you're back.
I'll go ahead and pipe in.
Thank you.
Tonight was the perfect example of when you're really, really in just a rotten, awful, horrible, stinking, terrible brain space. That's the best time to sit down and do this kind of thing. I had an energetic attitude adjustment. I went from pissy to peaceful, and I needed it. And I was I was really struggling at the beginning, and there was just little spots where I was resisting and didn't want to do it. I was having a little, you know, tantrum, and it just was working, and it kept doing it. And I was just, okay, just keep going to that space of just watching the breath and release. And oh man, I was sobbing and grumpy and all the emotions of every spectrum. So just a great, great one. I know I'm going to come back and do this one again in a few days, but it was, it was perfect timing.
Well, thanks for showing. I was just saying that was perfect because, I'm trying to get the clarity on why they're saying that. First, they admire you. Those who are in the worst space and are willing to show up and do the work get the greatest benefit. Mm. So they're applauding you for that. And there was something about you bringing something to be transmuted in the field that was a service as well. I'm not totally clear.
Yeah, I felt that for sure. And I know that once whatever it was within me cleared out, I know towards the end I was able to hold space to clear for beyond myself. So it was nice to be brought into that too. So
I got it. They're saying a lot of that stuff wasn't even your personal stuff. You were in a sense volunteering to process it for others.
Well, I was honored.
So thanks for, had you not showed up, then you wouldn't have transmuted it like you did. So,
that's beautiful. Yay. Definitely going to do it again in the archives. So,
cool.
Thank you.
What came up for me as you were talking was the expression, we're all just walking each other home when we show up like this. And what that means to me, where is home? It's not out there somewhere. It is when we are in total union with the divine being, oneness, that we all are. So when we come together and we remind each other by our presence and whatever we're bringing, whatever unique piece of that we're bringing, we're helping to walk us all home, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it's easier together than it is as an individual, for sure. Panch Avatar says no words, but a bunch of heart-eyed icons. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Panch Avatar. Mm-hmm. And thanks, Anjali. That was fabulous feedback. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Anjali's one who's been with us a long time. Mm. Yeah. Since the early days of Awakening Plus. Thanks for your persistence. Okay, last call again. Okay, that feels complete. I think that's been a good 20 minutes of feedback. That's good. Okay, any last words you want to have, Spirit Soul?
No, just to express my gratitude again. Just in deep gratitude and love for all of you.
Yeah. And my deep gratitude to all of you beautiful humans, all you beautiful divine allies. Just the very the deep privilege of being able to show up and do this work is just amazing. So good. All right. Thank you all so much. We're going to wrap it up. And members, again, you can catch this in the archive starting tomorrow on the 7th. And we've got a full slate of events set up for April. And you can just go to astroshaman.com. And always on the homepage, fourth section down, there's blog posts. And always the current month's events for Awakening Plus are right there if you want to check out what we're doing. So big thanks again, everybody. Many blessings.
Blessings.
And good night.
Good night.